The average rent here is now almost €2,000 a month. According to the latest report by the property website daft.ie, advertised rents rose by an average of 5.7% last year. In Dublin, rents in the final part of 2024 were 4% higher than the previous year. Outside the capital, they were 7% higher on average, but Limerick saw the highest rent increase at 19% last year. Now, in a moment, we'll go to the city to speak to the president of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers. First, though, our economics and public affairs correspondent David Murphy has been speaking to renters in Dublin.
So I'll be living with my parents until I'm well on a good salary. Like, I'll be probably living with them for the next 6 years or so, I'd say, with the way things are going.
I pay 1600 a month, and that's about half of my salary. So, I mean, I can manage. It's a very, very small place. You can, you know, you can stay there, but there's no really hope for saving up money for a mortgage.
I think it's been unaffordable for a long time.
No, I think it's way too expensive. I have friends who I grew up with here and who would love to be able to move back to Ireland to be closer to their family. I'm in my 40s, my friends are around the same age, and our parents are getting older, and it's just heartbreaking.
Like, when you could think about the average wages, it's disgusting. There's not enough. There's not been any new build for decades. I know the government are trying to do a wee bit about it now, but it's just going ridiculous now. It's not a nice place to live, and no wonder people are leaving. I'll probably be leaving myself.
Some views in Dublin this morning. Joining us is Lisa Carney, who's director of Rooney Auctioneers in Limerick and president of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers. As we heard, rents are rising everywhere, but why is the situation in Limerick so extreme?
Yes, indeed. And just listening to all those people there caught in the midst of it, trying to get rental accommodation, it's very, very difficult to listen to. But yes, in Limerick, we are 19% above and rising year on year again. And even just this morning, I checked and there were fewer than 34 rental properties available to rent. And I know across the board in the whole of Munster, there was only 360 to rent as of the 1st of February. Now, why is this happening? OK, well, if you look at Limerick, in fact, Limerick is a victim of its own success in many ways. Our city has transformed in the recent years, and we're attracting major multinational companies in tech and pharmaceuticals and the financial services. And of course, bringing those workers, all those skilled workers, come to the area. And when those workers come in and those employees come in, they need housing, be that to rent or to live in and to buy. So that is where we're finding a significant increase. Now, at the same time, we have Limerick universities and our colleges are thriving. So we have the University of Limerick, we have TUS, and we have Mary Immaculate College, and they're expanding year on year as well. And they're bringing in, I think the stats are somewhere around 25,000 students each year. And again, when we have limited purpose-built student accommodation, many of these students then are forced to compete with the professionals and the families for the private rentals, which, of course, drives up demand even further.
Right. So at the moment, it would seem that demand far outstrips supply. Is there much building happening in Limerick?
There is a little bit, but not enough. Not enough to keep par with what we have. I mean, we have housing construction going on, but it's moving far too slowly. Again, we have a large-scale development like the Opera Centre project, which is in the city centre here. But again, there's delays with planning, there's rising construction costs, there's a lack of investment in the private, social and affordable housing. So whilst there is some degree of construction, it's nowhere near the where it should be to meet the supply, both in the rental and the sales market.
There are also derelict and vacant properties in Limerick. Are attempts being made to bring some of those back into use?
100%, and you're correct there. And again, it's been highlighted on many shows recently as well. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of derelict and vacant homes across the country. And I know here in Limerick we have the same. All of those properties should be converted into the much-needed housing. And there should be incentives and grants given to people to bring those property back in to try and ease this absolute crisis that we're in now. And again, an example I'll give you here, even in our Georgian Limerick here, where we have people who are willing to take on the Georgian buildings and bring them back into the market, be it for rent or for sale. But again, when they go in there, they met with say, fire regulations, which is correct and which needs, you know, to be in place as well. But once they get over the fire regulations, then they're met with the conservation officer who comes back in. So if it, you know, all of that needs to be joined up. We need to bring these properties back into the market. But again, we need some proper procedures put in place and incentives and grants to encourage people to take on these properties and bring them back into the market. And that goes across the board for commercial as well, for empty shop units, empty bars and pubs around the country. There's hundreds and thousands of them that all need to be brought back in.
The government has signalled that a change in policy is on the way. How optimistic are you that if we were talking, say, 2 or 3 years from now, that the situation will be any different?
It's a hard question. Look, I know the government are trying to do something, but again, it's not nearly at the pace or par or at the level that it should be. There's an urgent need to start looking at our rental and sales market. And look, I know they're talking about it and it's going on, but it's at too slow a pace. Something urgent needs to be done. They need to fully realise and listen to the people on the ground that we are in a crisis across the rental market and across the sales market, and significant reform is needed. We wouldn't have these rising rents and we wouldn't have these rising prices in the sales market. These are a signal of a shortage of supply and a shortage of housing. And that is a given. I mean, it's a fact. We're all experiencing it. And if the government can't wake up and see this, there's something seriously wrong, and they need to address and have that stream of new supply coming on the market immediately, not in the long term. We need it now and we need it straight away.
Lisa Carney, thank you very much for joining us from Limerick.